The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 30th message I have brought in this series of 52 on the subject of what does the Bible teach. You will remember that I'm bringing you practical talks. The hardest thing in the world is for a man to be practical. I know a man that didn't know much about the Bible. He was a wonderful man. He had a zeal for souls and had a passion to bring the lost to Christ. But one day that man, who had never known much about the Bible, became a great Bible student, and he was a good Bible teacher. And when he got to teaching the Bible and so on, he quit winning souls to Christ, practically. Now, he did it sometimes, but he lost a good deal of his soul-winning zeal in the study of the Word of God. Now, you have to be a balanced Christian according to the Word of God. You know, I read about in the Bible where Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, and it's a very significant thing what Paul said. Paul said, "Ye turn to God from idols, to serve the true and living God, and to wait for His Son from heaven." Now, that means if a man does that he's a balanced Christian. What's he supposed to do? Well, he turned to God from idols. That's conversion. See? As we've said so many times, you can't be religious without religion. You have to be saved to do a real soul-saving work. Now, I think it's possible for a man who's a sinner to receive a gospel tract and throw the tract down in the mud. And somebody may come along and pick up that tract in the mud and dry it and read a verse of Scripture and get saved. Because God has put power back of His Word. But you know, so many people that call themselves Christians violate the Word. And they give an excuse for it that they violate the Word in order to preach the Word. Now, God wants you to be a balanced Christian. And every Christian can be a sensible, balanced Christian. Now, Paul wrote this church at Thessalonica. There they were. They were nice folks. They were just always about what everybody else was. You know, human nature hasn't changed. People back in those days, what they are now. This man's a certain type, that man's the same certain type, that woman's a certain type, this other woman is a little different. Fundamentally, they're all the same. They have the same longings, the same hopes and aspirations. And we're all one, in a way, in human nature. But there's certain little slants that we have due to our background and environment that may affect us. And the great danger with most Christians is that when they start out, they think my idea is the only idea and what I'm doing is the only thing to be done. Now, Paul covered the whole thing when he wrote this Thessalonian crowd. He said, "Now you turn to God from idols." That's conversion. Now, I'd like to stop you and ask you one question. Have you ever been born again? Have you turned to God from idols? Every man has a God. And if you are not worshiping the true God, you have a God of some kind. Your God's the thing that's first in your life. Maybe your home, maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your business, maybe your farm. The thing that's first in your life is your God. Now, have you turned to God from idols? Have you been converted? Now, if you have been converted, don't think you're on doing a spiritual job. You have to be a spiritually minded Christian to do the spiritual job that God wants you to do. So conversion is the beginning of the thing. Now, you can teach a man who's a sinner how to be converted. But a man who's a sinner cannot apprehend spiritual things until he is converted. So it's important for us to remember that. All right? Now, you turn to God, he said, from idols. That's the first step. They were preached to. They heard the message. And they said, "That sounds good to us. And these idols haven't been able to do anything for us. And we're going to turn to God." Now, they had changed from worshiping idols to worshiping the true God. And when they did that, that was conversion. They turned to God from idols. Now, what else? To serve the true and living God. Now, they then began Christian service. That's when you start. Oh, you might give some money to send a missionary out. You might even do it as a sinner, but wouldn't accomplish anything. But when you get converted, you then start out in the name of Jesus Christ. And everything you do, you're supposed to do in His name. If we give a cup of water in His name, we have our reward. Any little thing we do in His name and for His glory, we get rewarded for it. Anything I do for my glory, I don't expect any reward. We read about the time when the man's works are going to be burned up. Some people are going to be in heaven, but when the quality of their work's examined in the light of the judgment, it'll all be destroyed. It wasn't the quality of work. It was wood, hay, and stubble. It burns easily, and so God sets fire to it and burns it up. But this man, if he's really converted, he's saved. But did you know you can be a converted person and go ahead and do the work sometimes that so many of you are doing in the energy of the flesh? Oh, yes, sir. I work for the church, you say. Oh, I love my church, and I sing, and I do this, and I do that. And do you do it in the name of Jesus, or just do it in the name of the church? Now, you can be loyal to your church just like a man's loyal to a lodge or loyal to a little circle he moves in. You can have a perfect loyalty in a certain sense. I know a great many people that, they think a great many things of the church. I know folks who worship the church. If the church is first in your life, then it becomes your God. You're not to have any other God along with God. Jesus Christ is to be first. In all things, he's to have the preeminence. He's to be the first in the home, the first in your business, the first in your church. In every place you go, if you are the right kind of Christian, you're supposed to give Jesus Christ the first place, the preeminent place. He must be preeminent in all things. Now, I'm the founder of the school. I know what it means to keep Jesus Christ first. It's not easy. You go to building an institution and try to find out. A fellow comes along and talks about scholarship. Yes, sir, we believe in that. Bob Jones University stands for scholarship. We believe in scholarship. We believe in high academic standards. We'll match our standards against the standards of any school in this country. But when your educational standards are first, you're not a Christian school. A school is not Christian that doesn't put Jesus Christ first. A home is not Christian that doesn't put Christ first. A business is not Christian that doesn't put Christ first. Let's remember that. And this is important I'm talking to you about now. Have you put Christ first in your life? If you're a Christian, that's where you'll put him, where you ought to put him. He says, I must be more to you than mother, and more to you than father, and you must be willing to leave everything for me. That's the standard he sets for. All right, now he said, you turn to God from idols. They got saved. And then what they do? They said, we've got to serve the Lord now. I must do everything in his name. You're not serving the Lord unless you do it in his name. Oh, he may make the wrath of men to praise him and may overrule some things you do. And sometimes God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. But you can't go ahead and violate the scripture and ask God to bless what you're doing. Are you true to God? Do you have family prayer? Have you asked your children if they're saved? Have you tried to win them to Jesus Christ? Have you talked to a neighbor you have nearby that's not a saved person and tried to win that neighbor to Christ? Have you a good Orthodox preacher? If you have, I'd like to ask you, do you go to church? I'm not telling you we used to in the old days, everybody go to church. You can't say that anymore. We say, get out a good Orthodox Bible-believing church and attend it. Get some church that holds to the Word of God and won't compromise and attend that church. There are plenty of them like that in this country, and there are many of them that are not like that. All right. They turn to God from idols to serve the true and living God. That's what they're supposed to do. And what else? To wait for his Son from heaven. Now, the sinner was saved, the Christian then served, and then this Christian waited for the Son from heaven. They said he's coming back again someday, and when all the returns come in and the judgment seat of Christ is set, I'll get my rewards then. He'll reward you. Yeah, you're going to find out who's who some of these days. I've seen so many people in this world that thought they were so important, you know. But you just wait till he comes back again, and you're going to find out who's important then. I think I told you in one of these messages about seeing a motto on a wall somewhere one time, just before I went to the pulpit to preach. It said, I'm only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do, and by the grace of God, I will do. And I said, God has a job for me. Maybe it's not a big job like some men think. Maybe it won't make the headlines always, but God has a job for me. Now listen, you to do the will of God. You'll find God's will in the Bible. Don't go along and say God told you to do something and the Bible told you to do the opposite. God never leads anybody to violate his word. If God Almighty directs you along the line of his word, and he does if you're ready to be directed, then you get along and go down the road of life and you're able to accomplish things for God. All right. Now they turned to God from idols to serve the true and living God. They went to work for Jesus. They said, now, I'm going to serve the living God, you know. They didn't say do this for the church. They told the church to do what it did for the Lord. That's what you're supposed to do. You say, tell you this, then I'll do this for your church now. You're not supposed to do that. You say, do this for Jesus Christ. And if you do the right kind of thing and your church is the right kind of a church, it'll do it for Jesus Christ. And what else? Then wait for his son from heaven. What's that? Don't get weary in well-doing now. When you see, you'll reap if you faint not. You know, most people that faint, I've said so many times, faint when you need them. Don't get weary and faint. Wait till the time's coming. You'll come in all right someday. You just trust the Lord and keep serving, doing your duty. Do your duty at home. Do your duty as a Christian. Do your duty as a Christian, all the relationships of life, and keep looking. Jesus will be back sometime, and when he does, you'll get your reward. They turn to God from idols, serve it to a living God, wait for his son from heaven. Now, a preacher, pastor of a church, can get up and every time he preaches, tell people to be saved. I always try to put that in every sermon I preach, because there might be some sinner that isn't saved. But you know, when the preacher gets up to preach, he ought to build the Christians up in the faith. And if it's the right kind of preacher, he will. The pastor, the evangelist. And the Bible teach all of them. But sometimes we get folks all built up in the Bible. We teach them the Word, you see. And we get them lopsided. I've known some churches were pretty orthodox, but they were dead sometimes. You know why? They just weren't balanced. I've illustrated it like this in our school at chapel sometime. I sit down at the piano and take one finger and play a part of a verse in the Sweet By and By. That's all I can play, you know. And if some good pianist sits down and hits all the keyboard, you ought to be able to hit all the notes. If you want to play for God, hit the notes. Win souls to Christ. Turn to God from idols. Get people saved. Teach them to read the Bible. Teach them to pray. Teach them to witness. Teach them to let the light shine. Turn to God from idols to serve the true and living God and to wait for his son from heaven. That's where Christians are supposed to operate. Did you know it isn't easy to be a good, well-rounded, balanced Christian? Most of us overhit some note or neglect some other note. Most of us give an emphasis to some note that's important, but it's not the most important note. There are different notes on the piano. They're all important. Everything in the Bible is important. We shouldn't skip any of it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, and we shouldn't neglect any of the Scripture. But we should know how to do this thing. So now, the Bible teaches we should be well-balanced Christians. If Thessalonians would turn to God from idols, they would serve a true living God and wait for his son from heaven. God help us to be well-balanced, all-around good, everyday Christian people, always on the job for God, telling people they ought to be saved and try to win into Christ, doing our work for God in a simple way and in the name of Jesus and still looking up. And for the day is ahead of us when he's coming again. And we can turn to God from idols, some of us have. We can serve a true and living God, and some of us are. And we can wait for his son from heaven. Let's be faithful in all things. Our Father, help us to be true to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be yielded to him and dedicated to him, and keep us faithful in all things. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.